Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. There has been a setback for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton as he tries to sue the makers of Tylenol. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has more.
Paxton sued Kenvue, the maker of Tylenol, claiming the pain reliever contributed to autism in children and that the company was concealing the risks. Paxton sought to stop dividend payments to Kenvue shareholders. However, a judge in the Panola County town of Carthage denied Paxton's request to stop the $398 million dividend payout slated for November 26th. Kenvue claims Tylenol is safe.
With federal support on the line for a proposed bullet train from North Texas to Houston, Dallas leaders still haven't agreed on a path for the project. KERA's Pablo Arras Pena has more.
Dallas leaders have been vocal about the bullet train's planned path for months. During a meeting of the Regional Transportation Council, Dallas leaders said it could damage the iconic Reunion Tower. City Council member Paul Ridley represents District 14.
We're not opposed to high-speed rail. We just want to do it the right way that works for the city of Dallas.
But Fort Worth and Arlington leaders say Dallas can't keep delaying a project that would benefit all of North Texas. The regional council ultimately voted against a motion by Dallas to delay applications for crucial federal support. I'm Pablo Arauz Peña in Dallas.
HISD's board has approved a settlement agreement with its former chief of human resources. Jessica Naaman was removed from her position in September after roughly 2 years. HISD hasn't given details on Naaman's abrupt departure from the district. Tournament play for the NBA Cup continues tonight as the Rockets host the Portland Trail Blazers. Tip-off at Toyota Center is at 7. It's expected to stay dry this weekend. We are expecting mostly clear skies tonight. Overnight low goes down to about 64 degrees. We could see some patchy fog early tomorrow. High expected near 83. Tomorrow night's low 64. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support.